Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yeah, check it. Technology is crazy. I hope y'all can hear me. Technology is crazy. Yo, check this out. First thing I want to do is I want to apologize. Your boy Shane Sparks from Planet Dance. Get it? Last week I had some problems going on. Everything worked out pretty good. It wasn't really a problem, but I had to handle it, so I couldn't get on my show. Just want to let y'all know that I apologize and I'm sorry, and that will never, 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 ever happen again, because I got to be professional about this. But back in the real world, technology is crazy, man. It's crazy. It's taking over. And if you're behind in technology, you're behind in life. My lesson today, I want to kind of update y'all on what's really going on. If you're not up on YouTube, if you're not up on Facebook, if you're not up on your Instagram, if you're not up on your websites and all that good stuff, you are behind the game. You have to understand. I hope you're listening. If you're not listening, tune in right now. If you got friends that don't know what's going on technology-wise, get them on this show right now, because y'all need to know. I don't know everything, but the more I learn, the more I realize that I'm behind. You know what I mean? Like, if you got a Twitter and you're not tweeting every day, you're not letting everybody know who you are and where you're from, what you're doing, you know what I mean? What you're about, you might as well just disappear. Okay, because that is like the bloodline. If you don't have a Facebook, you need to get a Facebook. I'm not saying you have to have one, but if you're trying to do something in this business and you're trying to get something started and you want to be known and you want your presence to be felt, you need to get a Facebook, because people don't know how to get in contact with you if you don't have a Facebook. I'm sitting up here tripping because I didn't have a Facebook for a long time. I didn't have a website for a long time. And then when I got my website, I got my Facebook, I got all that stuff, all of a sudden I start getting all these calls from all these different people, all these hits. They're like, yo, we've been trying to get in touch with you. We didn't know how to get in touch with you because you didn't have all this stuff. I got it all now, and now business is booming. Like, I don't even have a free day right now. Everything is, like, getting that crazy. So, one, make sure you get your Twitter together, get your Instagram, get your Facebook, get your website. If you got music, make sure your music, the quality of it is great, okay? The reason I'm on this tip right now is because I've been having a lot of meetings and a lot of people have been telling me a lot about what's been going on. You can be a very talented person. You can put a DVD out. You can put a video out. You can put something on YouTube. I'll tell you this, if your quality is whack, people won't even watch it, even if it's got, like, a good concept. Even if you're telling a good story, if it comes off cheap, that's how people look at you. You don't want nobody to look at your stuff in a cheap way. You know what I mean? If you come off professional, even if your stuff is whack, that's the funny part about it. You ever put a song in your CD player and it just bangs? The snare's kicking, the drum is kicking, the bass line's hubbing, it's humming. You got the bass, the 808 is just subbing in the back. Sounding so good, but the song ain't talking about nothing. The artist is whack. But the song sounds so good, the production is so good, you can't help but listen to it. You got to understand, quality is everything. You better do your website. Make sure your website has everything that you need that's going to express who you are and explain who you are. You need to have that on there. Because if you don't, people will get there. They'll see your face, and they'll be like, well, what does he do? Oh, he did this, he did that. Oh, he did that 2 years ago. All right, well, he must not be too busy. Next, they go on to the next. You have to be on your job, okay? So all of you out there that are internet, lacking in the internet, you know what I mean? You got to get it together, man. I'm seeing people right now that's getting the internet. They're getting getting all their Facebook and I can't think of the word right now, getting their Facebooks and YouTubes and all that stuff together. They're monetizing everything. And it's crazy because They're making money off the simplest things. There's people putting stuff up about cats and dogs and getting millions of hits. Then there's people out there putting up real stuff and ain't getting hits. So y'all need to find that medium. Get some stuff that's funny. Get some stuff that's cute. Get some stuff that's like got some joking. Get some joking material, but and then put up your real stuff too, because you need to get them. You know, you got to suck them in. So then they be like, oh, but he actually is a dope producer, or he's actually a dope writer. You have to do that. Okay, I'm going to change the subject a little bit, but I just want to kind of update y'all on that. If y'all have any questions, let me know, and I'll do everything that I can, because there's ways for you to monetize the simplest things that you do in this world every single day. Just walking down the street, saying what's up to your boy, or, you know, if you got kids, doing something special for your kids, videotaping it and putting it online, and other people who have kids, they relate to that, so they hit it, and then they tell their friends to hit it. You know what I mean? It's all that. And the reason I'm tripping on this right now is because there's a lot of people I know that don't know about this. You know what I mean? Like, my mom, I talk to my mom every day. She still don't have the internet. You know what I mean? I'm like, Mom, you got to get the internet. You got to get the internet. You know, it's a lot of stuff that she don't know just based off of that, you know? So, yeah, and then some people want to date. Ain't nothing wrong with dating on the internet, but just make sure you check them out. And that's another reason why you need to, you know, be internet savvy, because you need to be able to say, I met John Sievers last night. You need to be able to type his name in, see what he's about before you go and meet with him or hang out or put your life in his hands. All right, I'm going to switch the subject. But please take heed. If you have any questions, call me up. Hit me up. I'm on the road right now. I'm driving, so I can't do a lot of stuff. So, Easy, if you're listening, I hope you're in the background listening. I need to get that number put out there so they can call in, because I can't even give it to them right now. But I'm on the go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying, I know I'm hustling right now with TV shows, with movies, with dance projects, or traveling. I'm on the go, and I'm doing this show because I love it. And sometimes I can't be right in front of the computer to do it, but I have to do it. I have to be at my slot so y'all can understand who I am and what I'm doing, okay? Because I'm y'all bloodline, whether y'all know it or not. There's a lot of things that I tell y'all that y'all would probably never, ever know if I wasn't here. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm here. This is Shane Sparks. We on Planet Dance. And if you ain't listening, you need to be listening. I got my boy Eric in the back doing the technical stuff, getting it together. He has so many different things going on. And every now and then I like to bring him in so he can kind of update y'all. Yesterday I was on his show, and we had the Ochoa Boys. I'm not sure if y'all know who the Ochoa Boys are. If y'all don't know, then something's wrong with y'all. Hottest little boy group in the world right now. Like, they performing everywhere, killing shows, doing their thing. I do their choreography, so I have to definitely go and support the show and make sure that it's hot. But it's crazy because I noticed something. Every time the Ochoa Boys perform, if you don't go before them, your audience will be gone. The crowd disappears. And it's crazy to me because I'm sitting up here and I'm like, where are they going? And the dad is like saying, this happens everywhere we go. As soon as the boys get done, the crowd leaves. So if you know the Ochoa Boys, if you don't know them, you need to go check them out. If you do know them, make sure you support them on their Twitter, on their Facebook, okay? That was a lot. I had to get that off my chest, so I feel a lot better right now. So I want to just go back to talking about the girls, the Dolls. Just let y'all know they did two different shows last week, and they were banging. I've been talking about having these deals on the table. So much stuff is going on with these girls, and I'm just really excited. I know I keep saying they're about to sign, but if you know anything about the music business, you got to take your time to do it right, because if you sign the wrong contract, they will have you tied up for 5 years and shelf you, and you'll be mad. 1 year you're telling everybody you signed, and next year you don't know what's going on. I can't let that happen to my girls, and I can't be a part of nothing like that. So it's taking time, but we are working. Everything is, like, so dope right now. So I'm just excited about that. Anybody on the line? If I got anybody on the line, let me know. Call in. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, we doing it. I want to shout out to my boy Chris Tyler, because I know he's been checking in. My boy Waddy Watts in Cincinnati. Jay's on your feet. You know that? Yo. What? What the?
Well, you know, someone else is on the line, Shane, so I put her on the line. Our favorite third person, Victoria, I think that's her.
Oh, sure. Hi. She needs to turn the radio down. Hey.
Hello?
Victoria, turn the music down.
All right. I got you right now. Okay. Hi, guys.
There he is. Hey, what's up, girl? I missed your voice. I ain't heard you in a long time. You good?
I know. I'm taking my time, you know, with the whole acting thing. They haven't really called me. for anything, so I'm just trying to stay positive about it, you know?
Right, no, I feel you, but you know what? I don't know what other talents you have, but make sure you go in every avenue. Don't rely on one thing, because sometimes, this is the one thing I want to tell a lot of artists out there, you'll be dope at drawing pictures, but yet you want to sing. What is all that noise?
I'm sorry, my son.
Is that you?
Stop it. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, what I'm about to say is what they need to do is you need to find out your real talent, because some people want to act, but they're dancers. Some people want to dance, and they act. You know what I mean? Some people are artists, and they cook really good. You need to find out what you do best and pursue that, because sometimes you can waste a lot of time on something you want. Wow. Here, I bet he know you're on the phone.
Yeah.
He know you're on the phone. So now he wants to act out.
Yeah, but I went for everything. I went for modeling, acting, and dance.
But what do you do the best? What's the thing that you don't even have to think about?
It varies, because it's like I can do that with dance and writing.
With dance and writing. Okay, because I'll tell you about me real quick. I was talented in so many different ways, but the thing that I could do without even thinking about was dance. So that's the one I pursued the most, you know what I mean? And that's the one I got the biggest response from. You know, football, gymnastics, I was great at all of them. But you know what I mean? But dance was something that I didn't have to think about. So I knew that was the gift that I was given to use to take me everywhere I need to go. So make sure you find that. And then you want to perfect it, because you might dance a lot. You might like to dance. But is this something that you really, really want to do? Is this something that you see your future in? You know what I mean? If you met somebody, could you teach them anything? If you was in a crew, would you be one of the hottest ones in the crew? Like, you have to think about it. Just because you like it don't mean that's what you're supposed to do. You get me?
Yeah.
So make sure it's something you really, really...
That's what I was thinking about, too, because I was like, okay, they haven't, like, called me, like, for anything, you know, relating to the acting or, you know, whatever yet. So I was, like, getting a little stressed out about it. And I was like, you know, I put so much time into this, and, you know, now I'm feeling like I did everything for nothing.
Wow. Well, like I said, man, you got to find the one that is that works the best for you. And it's more than just going to an audition. You know what I mean? It's way more to it than that. You got to really, 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 like, perfect your craft. And when you go into an audition, you got to go in there and show them something that they haven't seen and make them want you. Even if they don't pick you, they should be saying, wow, when we need somebody, we know who we want to go get. When it comes to your acting, you know how many people are trying to act. Your look is so important. Your skills are so important. You got to do all of that, man. You got to make sure all of that. You just can't just walk into a place and be like, hey, I want to act. I want to audition. You got to have something special, man, that makes these people. It's sad because sometimes your looks can get you in there quicker than your talent. You know what I mean?
Right.
But still, no matter what, you want your talent to be on point, because once your looks get you in there, then you want your talent to keep you there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what, you know, you need to pay attention to. So, you know, so yeah. So I just need to put that on your brain. So anything else going on in your life?
Not really. Just been stressed out with a whole bunch of other stuff. And, I mean, I'm just really trying every day, you know?
Right. I feel you. Well, call me up. Let me know what's going on. And if I can help you out with anything, I definitely will. But I got to keep this moving, you know? I got other people that want to talk, so let me get to them. But it's good to hear from you and tell your son to relax. Tell him you'll be back. You need to give him a guitar or something. Give him a phone or something. All
right,
man. Have a good night, all right?
All right. Thank you so much, Shane.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, got the baby in the back doing its thing. Yo, so I have a question. I'm getting a lot of input about the dance world right now, and a lot of people are asking me, like, do they think dance is done? So my question to the world and to anybody that's listening, do you think dance has hit its peak, or do you think it's just starting? My personal opinion, I think it's just starting. And the reason I say it's just starting because there's so many ideas that I have that's never been displayed on a TV or the movie screen. And I know there's a lot of other people that feel the same exact way. the trick to it is get these people to see our ideas so we can put them out there. Because you think about it, a lot of stuff on TV would probably be dead if people didn't keep putting it out there. If you didn't keep on putting funny movies out there with Jim Carrey, if you didn't keep putting scary movies out there, you didn't keep putting dramatic movies, you know, if you didn't keep putting them out there, eventually they're going to die. Dance movies, they're like, you get one a year. When you get scary movies, you get like 10 a year. You know what I mean? So they're going to always thrive. They're going to always, you know, keep their slot. So I'm just trying to tell everybody, dance is not going anywhere. We just need more people to be more creative, and we need people to believe in it more and put more of it out there. We got more dance shows coming up. Some hot, hot, hot dance stuff is coming up. I can't wait till y'all see it. So excited about it. And it's going to change the game, because we need these freestyle dancers that don't do choreography to be displayed, to be put on Front Street, because those boys are sicker than half the people you will ever see on TV. Some of them will murder a group by themselves, but you'll never see that because, you know, they're not on the show where there's not a show out there that shows freestyle dancing. There's not a show out there that shows people just busting in the circle. So that's the one of the things that I want to, you know, make sure y'all see and make sure y'all get. And this dude asked me the other day, he said, if you saw, what's his name, Chris Brown and Omarion in a battle, who would win? I was like, and I've talked about this before, and I was like, why do people always put them two together? You know what I mean? Just because Chris Brown is popular doesn't mean that he's better than Omarion. But I will say this. If you put them in a circle, one-on-one, with the skills that I know they both have, I say if you would have did it probably 4 years ago, if you did like 4 years, Omarion probably would have smashed him. That's just my opinion. About 4 years ago, I think Omarion would have smashed him. But right now, I think Chris would probably put him to sleep. And I hate to say that, but, you know, we know. You know, I've been watching Chris. I've been seeing him do his thing. And that boy is bad. Like, he has a front, and I haven't seen nothing from lately. And I'm waiting on something to come out. You know, I heard he signed a new deal. He's been traveling. He's been working. I'm waiting on something hot to come out, you know. And if you ain't – there's this video out with him battling this dude at this little underground – I don't know where they was at, but it was like this underground little – freestyle session they were doing, and this dude was just getting it, and then O came in on him and started doing his thing, and the dude like grabbed him by his ankle and twisted him all up like he was wrestling. Dude, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. If you haven't seen it, I don't know what it's called, but it's like Omarion battling somebody, but it's the funniest battle you ever want to see, and I can't wait till I see him so I can laugh at him like, dude, what was you thinking when that dude grabbed you like that? like he was, this guy was a nobody, like nobody you've ever seen before, just grabbed him and twisted him up like he was wrestling. Okay, that's funny. It's funny. Funny to me. So, yeah, so this is your boy, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. If you out there, hit me up. I wish you was on here right now, because I can't give any information right now. All the stuff that I want to give is on my computer, and I can't do it because I couldn't log in. So I need you to, you know, help me out a little bit here. And just so y'all know, we're shooting Eva's video. Is going to be shot this week, next Friday. So we're looking for extras. I will be posting that. We're looking for people to be in the video. So I will be posting that on my Facebook soon and on my Twitter soon, so y'all can come out and support. She just got booked on the she didn't just get booked, but she's about to do her first show on the 18th. On the 6th, the World of Dance. So if y'all are a World of Dance fan, if y'all are a dance fan, make sure y'all come out and support. It's going to be at the Convention Center, April 6th. We're going to be down there. Eva going to be down there. The dancers going to be down there. And y'all know L.A. is going to be in the building, ripping it. So it's going to be crazy down there, man. So I just want everybody to come out and support. And just let me know what y'all feel about Eva doing her thing. And, you know, and just support the dance world. You know what I mean? It's something that we all need, something that we all do. And you know, that's just it. I know I'm rambling, but I got to say everything that I want to say, because right now I don't have any music to play. I don't have nothing that I can do because I'm in my car right now. But I just feel like talking. Wish that I could talk to y'all. I mean, sometimes I just want to just talk to y'all and just tell y'all what's on my mind. And yeah. And if y'all was listening like 2 weeks ago, I had like 4 people on the line that were like, we were talking about this video that we had shot, and you know, just different artists that we had worked with in the video. And the interview and the whole conversation was so dope, and it was really dope to bring so many different people together in one project. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so it's just like crazy. So what I did was, what I want to do is I want to do more of that. I would like to get Eva on the phone. I would like to get some dance artists on the phone, some more choreographers on the phone. And with the dolls on the phone, old chore boys, and just have a conversation, because when you talk to these people and you listen to them go back and forth, you learn so much about each other. And a chore boys can teach Eva something that she don't know. Eva can teach them something, you know. And it's just dope to bring different people together. I would like to have a Mariah and Chris Brown on the phone at one time, at the same time. And if you listen to them talk, man, you'd be surprised at how much they have in common, how much respect they have for each other. It's crazy. So, yeah, just so y'all know, those are the things that I want to do. And I had E on the phone, and me and Easy was just going back and forth. Like, it was, I think we had like a rap battle on there. Man, it was crazy. It was probably one of the dopest interviews we ever had, but. You know, those are the things that you get that's the chemistry you get when you put talented people on the line. So I want to do a little bit more of that type of stuff. And I live in Studio City. I don't know if y'all know, but right around the corner, Big Boy from Power 106 got a barbershop right around the corner. I see him there all the time, so I sat and talked to him the other day, and he was giving me pointers on how to conduct my show and some of the information I should give and how you keep a show flowing. So from now on, I'm going to try getting a different format and have a format, you know what I mean? So when y'all watch the show or listen to the show, y'all know exactly what y'all go get. And E has been telling me the same thing. He's been telling me, like, yo, you need to do this, you need to do that. But you got to remember, my mind is somewhere else half the time, so I'm trying to take care of so many things. But priority is priority, so I need to make this show a priority and get more things out there to y'all. So when y'all come to the show, y'all get information, stuff that y'all wouldn't normally get. Because that's why I'm doing it, and that's what it's for.
Shane, let me chime in really quick. Big Boy's a very good friend of mine, and I want everybody to go to Big Boy's in the Neighborhood on Google or Eric Zulli Big Boy and see an exclusive interview that I did with him in a very different way and what he said, because he's always giving advice. And we got some possibilities with that, too. I'll be talking to you about that, man. All right, I'm out.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. All right, that's dope. Hey, what I want you to do is I need you to play that Code Red. If you got that Code Red locked up right now, if it's in queue, throw that Code Red in there. Because I've been getting so many requests for that song. Like, when I go out, people be like, yo, what was that song you played? So I want to get that out there and just let y'all know. Her name is Alizé, and she'll be out here next month pursuing her career, trying to do her thing straight out of Houston. So you know how we do. Get it.
We have a Code Red.
Say you want it, tell it, you can make it extra hot. And know that once you get inside, listen, you can never stop. I keep it on lock, but you get the code combination. And now you got me open, cause you can keep my heart racing.
Red. Cobra.
Yo, 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 this is your girl, Alizé, straight out of Houston. She'll be here next month pursuing her career. I had a long conversation with her and basically had to get her head right, you know what I mean? Because she's been trying to do it for a minute. You know, she's still real young, but you know this game. When you have that talent, you start when you're like 12. And by the time you're 20 years old, it feels like you've been doing it forever, but that's still a young age. And I'd rather her make it at 12 and pursue, pursue it at 20 than at 12, because she don't know what she's doing at that age. Now she's a little smarter, you know what I mean? She's got a lot more knowledge. She's met a lot of people that can help her. She knows what type of people she wants in her life. Her lyrics are better, you know what I mean? Her attitude, her personality, her confidence, all this stuff, you need to build that up. So when it's time for you to come out, because this business is no joke. Anybody trying to do anything at 12 years old, I support it, but I just feel sorry, because by the time they're 20 years old, they have been through so many adult situations that they don't need to be involved in. So many people, because you become a commodity to everybody. And I was watching this thing on Corey, I think it's Corey Haim or one of the Coreys back in the day, and he was talking. He was like, man, it's crazy. I didn't realize how much people, how bad they were treating me and how much they were using me until I got older. He said, you're just a tool. You're just a piece of meat, basically, in the business, and people are just leeching off of you. And you think everybody's cool because you're young and they're giving you stuff. They give you money. They give you little toys and little things to pacify you. But at the end of the day, when it was all said and done, when I looked at my bank account as an adult, I didn't have half the money I thought I should have, but I didn't have half the things I thought I would have, you know, and it's crazy. But now as a grown man, he knows better. He knows how to work and save his money. He knows how to put his money in different accounts and, you know, save money and put them in CDs and invest. You know, now he knows all that. So I just say that anybody that's young, make sure if you're going to do it young, that you have a smart person in your corner, some type of a business manager. Hopefully your parents are very smart and want your career to go a certain direction, because somebody's parents are shadier than these executives, you know what I mean? They just be using kids. And me, personally, I just feel like everybody should have somebody in their corner that loves them and that cares about them and wants to see them win. There's enough for everybody. If you got a kid making $10 million, everybody's eating in that camp. Why take more? Why mess it up? You know what I mean? He could do that for the next 10 years, but there's always a greedy person in there. So if you in this industry, make sure you trust the person that's taking care of your money. Make sure you trust the person that you put your life in, whose hands you put your life in, because sometimes, man, the person that you think got your back the most is the one robbing you the most, because they have that access. And they don't want to do it. It's just that they have power of attorney. They have access to everything. They're like, oh, he just made $20,000 last night. He ain't going to miss $12,000 of that, because he don't even know how much he got. And then they got another account going, you know? So you got to stay up on it every month. You need to be like, yo, let me get a rundown on what I made this month in a total. Do that to shake him up. And the minute he says, oh, okay, I'm going to get back to you. Give me a couple of days. Something's up. He should already know that. Yo, 90 seconds. Okay, she said I got 90 seconds. So I want to run this out real quick. Yo, E, I appreciate you. Thank you for hooking it up, because I couldn't get in today. Everybody that's listening, yo, next week will be a better show, because I'll be more prepared. And the dance world is, there's nothing wrong with the dance world. It's getting bigger and better. There's a lot of great stuff coming up. I'm going to be doing stuff in Vegas. We got Eva doing World of Dance April 6th. And at the April 6th, the night at nighttime, she's actually doing another club called, it's in Beverly Hills. So they say they rushing me. Oh, God, I can't think. Oh, Tiger Beat. If y'all ever been in a club, Tiger Beat, Eva's going to be performing at Tiger Beat, which is going to be a dope club for all of them to perform at, because it's got hype energy. Other than that, this is Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, Easy. Appreciate you. Make sure you go to Block Talk Radio. Make sure you hit Eric Zuli at Eric Zuli. At Eric Zuli, ericzuley, at Sparks 5678, at Easy Way Broadcasting. And that's all I can remember now, because I'm about to go back to work, back to rehearsal. Got a lot of jobs to do. All right, it's your boy Shane Sparks. I'm out. E, can you give me the outro so I can get out of here? I love y'all. LA is beautiful. The sun is shining.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network.
If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.